Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. The reputation of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is mixed at best. Some of us think of it as a large, bureaucratic, unthinking military engineering operation that implements coastal permits, beach remediation, dredging, and flood control, most notoriously the dikes and levees of New Orleans that were inundated or breached during Hurricane Katrina. Most of us don't know anything about the Corps at all. It is, in fact, guilty of some of the accusations above. As a part of the U.S. Army, it is responsible for the construction of airfields and ports, buildings and other physical requirements to support national security and war efforts, most recently, of course, in Iraq and Afghanistan. It does what engineers do, design, build, and operate big things, more successfully than its critics would leave us to believe. What does this have to do with the oceans? Well, for example, in the United States, the Corps is responsible for the management of the Mississippi River watershed, a vast network of 250 tributaries through 1.25 million square miles, the third largest watershed in the world. As such, it delivers billions of gallons of freshwater runoff from our northern border and western mountains, down through the Missouri, Arkansas, White River, Ohio, and Red River, into the upper and lower Mississippi to exit into the Gulf of Mexico at the vast delta below New Orleans. Within that volume descends barge traffic, agricultural products, commodities of all sorts, chemical pollutants and waste, and silt that deposits in the vast circulation systems we call the world ocean. It is huge, complicated, multi-jurisdictional, and conflicted within by contrary elements of its mission. It attempts to accomplish all that through the Mississippi River Commission, a consortium of professionals and political appointees representing the national administration, the Congress, state governments, commercial and recreational interests, whose job it is to set policy, plan, and execute solutions for, quote, inland navigable waterways that are adequately prepared to survive and compete in the ever-changing global economy, comprehensive solutions to flooding that saves lives, relieves human suffering, and reduces financial losses in the six major basins that drain 41% of the continental United States and two provinces of Canada, and development and implementation of programs based on objective scientific data that work in harmony with nature's laws while recognizing the vital economic realities of human needs, unquote. This latter part of the mission may surprise you. Astonishingly, the group has adopted a 200-year plan, what it calls an intergenerational commitment to national security and reliable flood control, environmental sustainability and recreation, infrastructure and energy, water supply and water quality, and the safe movement of agriculture and manufactured goods. The goals are to provide the people of the United States with, to paraphrase, a quality of life unmatched in the world, security along the rivers and their tributaries, enjoyment of fresh air and the surrounding fauna, flora, and forests for recreational purposes, safe and affordable travel, use of abundant clean water from any river, stream, or aquifer, and choice of affordable basic goods and essential supplies that are grown, manufactured, and transported via rivers to local and world markets. Now that's a vision, the transformation of the great American center into a 22nd century Eden. When I asked Major General Michael J. Walsh, the commander of the Corps Mississippi Valley Division and president of the River Commission, he was serious and certain about this commitment and the present-day examples of Corps behavior to prove it. Think about this for a minute. If you look carefully, you will see several interesting, even revolutionary premises on which this plan is based. Centralized planning and management that transcends conventional jurisdictions and authorities. Integration of commercial navigation and flood control, quote, in harmony, unquote, with natural systems. And a long-range vision in which to study and understand both the positive and negative effects of short-term solutions, conventional governance, and downstream consequences of upstream decisions. There is more to say about this situation, but for now, suffice it to say that this is not your father's Corps of Engineers. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.